Reading from Surrender Unto Me, an overview of the Bhagavad Gita. This is chapter 5, Karma Yoga, Action in Krishna Consciousness. Krishna will now explain the impartiality that results, the impartial vision that results from following the processes and gaining the transcendental knowledge that he has previously spoken of. Text 18. The humble sages, by virtue of true knowledge, see with equal vision a learned and gentle brahmana, a cow, an elephant, a dog, and a dog-eater, an outcast. Comment. True knowledge refers not only to knowing the difference between matter and spirit, but to knowing the supersoul. The learned person sees that the supersoul has impartially sanctioned the desires of all living entities, regardless of their present karmic position. 19. Those whose minds are established in sameness and equanimity have already conquered the conditions of birth and death. They are flawless like Brahman, and thus are already situated in Brahman. Comment. Sameness and equanimity can be experienced on the platform of Brahman and Paramatma realizations and in Krishna consciousness. The Brahmavadi sees everything as situated in Brahman. The Paramatmavadi sees the Supersoul at work, impartially sanctioning the karmic reactions of all living entities. The Paramatmavadi is undisturbed because he understands that everything is occurring by the Lord's will. Thus he remains calm, even in an ocean of material turbulence. A devotee of Krishna recognizes everything that happens to him as Krishna's kindness, and everything therefore increases his devotion. The Srimad Bhagavatam says, Tateyanu kampam susamikshamano bunjane vatma kritam vibhakam vidvag vapurbir vadadan namaste jivatiyo muktipade sadayava. These are Lord Brahma's words. My dear Lord, one who earnestly waits for you to bestow your causeless mercy upon him, all the while patiently suffering the reactions of his past misdeeds and offering you respectful obeisances with his heart, words, and body, is surely eligible for liberation, for it has become his rightful claim. Bhagavatam 10.14.8, Brahma's prayers. Such a devotee is already liberated. More of his characteristics are mentioned next. 20. A person who neither rejoices upon achieving something pleasant nor laments upon obtaining something unpleasant, who is self-intelligent, who is unbewildered, and who knows the science of God, is already situated in transcendence. Comment. A practicing devotee, sadhaka, should attempt to act in this way. However, as Srila Prabhupada explains in his purport, such behavior is a symptom of a perfect devotee, a siddha. Such a person does not identify with the transformations of the subtle body. His happiness and distress do not, therefore, bring him to happiness and distress, because he is not bewildered by what happens to him, but instead sees everything as Krishna's mercy. He does not become entangled in matter. Text 21 continues to describe the symptoms of a person focused on the supersoul. 21. Such a liberated person is not attracted to material sense pleasure, but is always in trance, enjoying the pleasure within. In this way, the self-realized person enjoys unlimited happiness, for he concentrates on the supreme. Comment. The practitioner uses his intelligence to reject sense gratification, and instead he seeks pleasure in the supreme. The degree to which he replaces sensuality with spirituality is the measure of his success. Srila Prabhupada explains, quote, the highest pleasure in terms of matter is sex pleasure. The whole world is moving under its spell, and a materialist cannot work at all without this motivation. But a person engaged in Krishna consciousness can work with greater vigor without sex pleasure, which he avoids. That is the test in spiritual realization. spiritual realization and sex pleasure go ill together. That's the end of Prabhupada's quotation, and the comment continues. When the devotee becomes connected, yukta, with the Supreme, he experiences unlimited happiness and loses all attraction to matter. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur comments that just as a person eating sweetmeats has no inclination to eat mud, so a liberated person is not attracted to material sense pleasure. In the next two slokas, Krishna tells Arjuna why sensual desires are foolish. 22. An intelligent person does not take part in the sources of misery, which are due to contact with the material senses. O son of Kunti, such pleasures have a beginning and an end, and so the wise man does not delight in them. Comment. The sadhaka needs to fix this principle strongly in his intelligence. Quote, sense gratification equals misery. A sadhaka becomes free from the material modes by a combination of intellectual conviction and a higher taste. The result of tolerating sense desires and not succumbing to their pushings is explained below. 23. Before giving up this present body, if one is able to tolerate the urges of the material senses and check the force of desire and anger, he is well situated and is happy in this world. Comment. How long will we have to tolerate? How long will we have to tolerate the pushings of the mind and senses? Does Maya give up? One day, do we wake up liberated, freed from the impediments caused by the mind and senses? This verse answers that sense attraction must be tolerated until death. We can remain tolerant by fixing our consciousness on Krishna. The pleasure of Krishna consciousness, combined with the conviction that nothing in this world can bring lasting happiness, will help us tolerate the pushings of the body and mind. The pleasure of spiritual realization is the topic of the next verse. And that verse we shall read soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.